Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Why? We're going to talk about struggle? Struggle meals?
Yeah.
It's a Wednesday. Everything's awful. Okay. Might as well.
Why was this being talked about the other day? Was it just in here or did we talk about it on the air?
Yeah,
I don't remember.
No, it was just in the room. You were talking about when you were back in the band. And you were traveling around.
Oh,
and
the ketchup packs. That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No. Tell people what you were doing with them, because it's not what I've ever heard of.
It's, you've never been so poor. Like, when you think struggle meal, I want us all to say the same word at the same time. Ready? There's one struggle meal that everyone's going to say at the same time.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ramen.
Oh.
What did Aaron say?
Cinnamon
sugar toast.
Oh my gosh.
The rest of us said ramen, right?
That was thriving.
That's what I mean. So everyone thinks it's a struggle meal, but I'll have that every day.
There are four ingredients to that.
Bread, butter, cinnamon, sugar.
You have to have four different things.
Do they make gluten-free ramen? No.
Oh, see, that's why.
But gluten-free bread's not a struggle thing. Like, to be able to afford, because I've... Gluten, that's expensive, right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, get back to your ramen.
But like, that is the struggle. Oh my God. Can we have a tangent about ramen?
Sure. Mm. Delicious.
I do kind of love ramen.
Yeah, with a little boiled egg in there.
Mm.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just like put an egg in the middle of your ramen and then
you hard
cooks.
Boil it first, or you put it in raw?
Raw. And then it what's that word? Poaches.
In the thing.
Mm. You're welcome.
I'm down for that struggle. I'm about to try it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But eggs are a delicacy now.
Right.
Yeah, they are.
So Aaron's just going to be butthurt the rest of the time because she said the wrong word when everyone else said ramen. Quick side note, my daughter decides she wanted to get into the struggle meal of ramen. So I bought her a 5-pack of ramen. She'd never really had it because we just don't eat it.
Oh, because you're not struggling?
No, because I just... I'm just not a fan of ramen or soup in general kind of thing. So on the 5th pack of ramen of 5, I watched her preparing it. She did not do it in a pot. She did it in the microwave.
Oh.
Mm. Not what you're supposed to do with the packs.
Right.
The
square
hard packs.
One. Okay.
Yeah. You're not supposed to do that. So she puts the ramen in water in the microwave without the little seasoning or whatever, which is fine. Does it for like 3 minutes, takes it out, dumps it through a colander and puts the so she's eating half cooked
salty noodles.
Salty gross. And I was just like, what? You've eaten 4 packets? She's like, yeah, they're good. I'm like, oh my God. Nobody taught you how to make ramen.
Wait, when I was younger, my sisters and I would like crunch up the packs inside and then we would never cook it. Just crunch up the noodles and then take those packs of salty stuff
and you
pour
it
in there, and that's how we would eat it.
I'm gonna say this. I thought that was psycho until somebody made me try it.
It's delicious.
It's good, yeah. I don't know how to cook it. I've never had it that way.
You just eat it like raw dogged.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like almost like potato chips.
But you got it. What flavor? What flavor?
Chicken.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You think I'm getting tuna?
It's not tuna, it's shrimp.
Or whatever.
Or like the beef.
I don't even know what it is.
The beef is actually good.
Nah.
Yeah, the beef that way is like
beef girl.
Okay. We are way off topic.
Yep.
What else is new? We're looking for your struggle meal, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I just saw somebody talking about it. It was like some famous TikToker or whatever was talking about when he was a writer, and I can't remember what his meal was, but it was like real ratchet, not as ratchet as me, because I couldn't, like, mine was so bad. It was, I would take water, which is free in your apartment, and I'd steal ketchup packets and salt from McDonald's and put them in there and make tomato soup.
It makes me really sad. It does, because I truly don't understand how that was fulfilling.
It's not. It's just hot water in your stomach, and then you just don't want anything else because you're like you're full of like hot water stomach.
So you just rip 100 packets open and just squirt them all in?
It's not 100, because it's not.
Well, what's the ratio?
Just until it's red.
Come on, Gordon Ramsay.
You're just sitting there and
go home and try it.
It's horrifying. It's the worst. But it's like, that was my struggle food. Like, did anybody in here have a struggle?
Could you just steal a hamburger if you're stealing?
No, you're not stealing. Well, condiments are free if you're a customer. Yeah, and they don't know that you're not a customer. You're just standing there in line. And once you've got your pockets full, you bounce.
Yeah.
I get it said.
Wow. I mean, I loved the blue box of mac and cheese. Is that technically a
struggle
meal?
That's a struggle food.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But did you make it according to the box?
Yeah.
So you had milk and butter in your fridge.
Oh my gosh, leave me alone.
Fucker's pissed that you had access to so many resources.
Seriously, because instead of milk or butter, when you're really on the struggle bus, you just
add more water. I am so fortunate that I have never been in that
hard of a struggle.
For sure.
But like, I don't think we need just people who are living in a cardboard box. I mean, you can still have a struggle food with 4 ingredients, Aaron. I wasn't trying to like shoot everybody.
Well, you made me feel bad. It wasn't under my control.
No, it's fine. But I want to hear.
Yeah, you can also enjoy a struggle meal too. It doesn't have to only be
100%.
Yeah.
I currently, my struggle meal, like I would never eat this unless I was hammered and just really wanted to relive childhood. Like I eat wheat bread with like a lot of fiber, like but when I'm struggle mealing it, I get Wonder Bread. I eat fresh shaved turkey. When I'm struggle meal, I get bologna. Bologna and ratchet American cheese, the most ratchet American cheese, and Miracle Whip on Wonder
Miracle
Bread.
Miracle Whip,
yeah. Gross.
It's the mayonnaise substitute. You don't even know what that is.
Oh, that mayonnaise. I was thinking wangy, butter tangy, for some reason, and I was
It's the tangy zip, Aaron.
It's gross.
If you grow up a male family, when you get out of your parents' house, you got to get a little zip in you.
It's gross.
No zip, no time.
I grew up with the zip, and now I like mayo.
See? You didn't zag.
So if you grow up mayo, you have to go zip?
You at least go try. When you get out from under your parents' thumb.
Can't say I ever tried.
You experiment.
Yes. You got, like, but if your parents were crunchy thing. Peanut butter, you get out of the house and you're like, I'm going to try me some of that creamy stuff.
No.
You didn't?
Creamy girl all the way. Okay. She did that.
Isolate that audio.
Sounds like a.
All right. We want to eat. It's your struggle meal or it's your comfort. I don't know what.
Mine would be a PB&J.
Yeah.
That's your struggle.
That was like when my parents separated, that was what my dad would make me for lunch. It is reminiscent of that time.
What's the jelly?
Oh, like the Smucker's squeezable.
What
like
flavor?
Grape.
Grape.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. That's that's the basic. Mm-hmm. You can't do a preserve.
No, it's like a Smucker's grape.
Full on
like
ratchet.
Squeezes out of the bottle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so if you've got a struggle meal or a comfort meal, we want to hear yours as well. We've run out of time, I guess. So, Tiak, we'll hear yours in a moment.
Okay.
Do you have one?
I do, yeah.
All right, we'll hear yours when we hear the calls. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So what are we calling this? Ratchet?
No.
No.
Comfort?
No. Struggle. Struggle meals?
Struggle meals.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one could really get to my level of eating ketchup packets. You can try. Steve?
Yay.
What's your struggle meal?
Probably going to get a lot of flack on this, but I love fried spam.
Oh, and that's what we lost.
Wait, we lose
fried spam on what?
A tortilla with mustard.
Wait. Okay. Fried spam on turkey with mustard?
On a tortilla.
Tortilla. Yeah. I'm honestly not mad about that.
I'm not either.
Yeah, tortilla.
Do you still eat it? Just as like a treat?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not mad.
Does anybody in this room eat spam?
Yeah.
I would. I don't often, but I'm down.
Oh, yeah.
Spam is the grossest. The only way to eat it is if you burn it. Like, you have to cook it so much that it loses its
crispy.
Yeah. It's got to get crispy.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, man. With mustard? Oh, my God.
That's where you're
not like mustard?
Yeah.
No, it's just you're combining, like, these... With Wang. It's like...
You like Miracle Whip. Yeah. Sit down with your Wang.
It's a zip. But
sit
like,
down
you
with your Wang.
Oh my God, you know what? I will sit with my Wang. My Wang and I.
Tuck between his legs.
The thing about it is, you're right, because it's something... Sometimes the Wang... Because bologna has a Wang.
Can we stop with the Wang?
You can't have competing Wangs.
You can't.
That's what it is.
But no, sometimes the Wangs cancel each other out.
People do have competing Wang.
No, but it's like the Wang of the bologna and the Wang of the Miracle Whip. Like, woo-wong. They wong the Wangs.
Okay.
Molly.
Yay.
What's your struggle meal?
I used to work at a hospital on the swing shift. So for dinner, I would sneak into the ER's observation room and steal the little 2-pack of saltines and a little, like, thimble full of peanut butter.
Oh, yeah.
And make that my dinner.
There's something about a saltine with peanut butter on it.
It's a classic. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. It also seems like there's worse things you could have been stealing from a hospital. Yeah. So yeah. I like
true.
That.
Oxy.
Oh. I was thinking like gowns.
No. Tiak, you never got to say yours. What's your struggle meal?
Oh, it was a string cheese. You put it on a plate. You microwave it.
Why would you deny your
eating so it's kind of a, it turns into a little patty. And then it's kind of like a melty, cheesy.
And you can still pick it up with your fingers.
Yeah.
Like it's...
Yeah. Huh.
Okay.
I'm not defending it.
If it makes you happy.
The dark time.
I will say this. You will get to know Erica Tiak and his food crutches. But like if he could eat string cheese, like what do you call them? The things you
Baby
get.
Baby Bell.
No, the mozzarella sticks.
Mozzarella sticks.
Yeah.
If he could eat them every moment of every day, it would only lose out to pretzels.
Yeah.
Like a soft pretzel.
Like a soft pretzel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, you're on board.
Let's go get soft pretzels.
All right.
Okay, weirdos. Nikki?
Hi. Yeah.
What's your struggle meal?
Oh, spaghetti noodles and whatever salad dressing was on sale to put on.
Wait, I'm not that mad.
I needed the carbs.
Wait, what do you mean by salad dressing? Are you talking like Italian?
Like an Italian dressing and like some noodles?
French dressing was my favorite.
Oh,
French
dressing. Interesting.
I was going to be mad at the Italian, but then I realized I eat pasta salad.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah, we can't do it with a spaghetti noodle.
You can. It's fine. Yeah,
more of a rigatoni noodle.
Yeah. Seriously.
Oh, my God.
Okay. That's so... You would...
She made me realize my actual struggle meal was SpaghettiOs, and I still eat it when I'm like... sad.
Plain.
It's a comfort meal.
Yeah, it's a real comfort meal.
Plain.
What do you mean plain?
Or the ones with one of the weird
meatballs.
No.
I kind of
want
them
right now. That is the single worst SpaghettiO. It's not meat. If you push it up against the roof of your mouth, it just turns into lard. It's just like makes this weird
the sound you've just made.
It's the exact sound of SpaghettiOs pushed against your tongue. Everyone try it.
Who's doing that, though?
I did. You're just like...
That's a you problem, then.
Mm. Oh, God, I can feel it on the roof of my mouth right now. Mm. Scott?
Yay.
What's your struggle meal?
We were pretty poor when I first started growing up, and my mom would flip bananas lengthwise. This would be like dessert.
Yeah.
And then peanut butter, and I don't know how she did this. She might have just dropped a bunch of mayo on top of that.
Wait, what?
On a banana?
The banana and the peanut butter works.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I literally had that for breakfast this morning.
But where did the mayo come from?
Why?
That thing just came into the middle of this wrestling match and does not need to
know we're struggling.
You're right. I don't want this to taste good to you. I want, Julie?
Yes.
Yay. Struggle meal.
Struggle meal. When my son was little and we didn't have the powdered milk or regular milk, he would eat water with his cereal.
Why is liquid necessary for cereal? It's not.
You want it to get a little.
No, you
you're
don't.
A freak who
Wait,
never.
Wait, and also he was little.
Yeah, you want it to be like, so you can squish it up against the roof of your mouth. Like a SpaghettiO meatball.
You're disgusting.
And it was always the cereal that, you know, once you put the milk in it, it made like chocolate milk or something. So it was that kind of cereal.
Chocolate water? That's the saddest thing I ever heard. Okay, thank you.
Is that worse than tomato water?
Yeah, no.
Considerably worse.
I would take chocolate water.
Cocoa Puff water would be gross.
So much better than tomato
chocolate water for dessert.
Jed.
Yay.
What's your struggle meal?
It's not a struggle meal, I guess you could say. I was living in an apartment in Denver, hard on luck. No food. Had a moldy bread. Got some ideas. Walked down to the river. Took my fire poker, clubbed a duck, brought it back to my apartment. Okay.
What?
I don't even want to laugh because I feel bad.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
All right, everyone. It's time for hard news.
News.
No.
News.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
This is Eric is really trying to learn all the songs from the Slacker Show.
Who knew there were so many?
There's a lot of songs that happen on the Slacker
Show. We've been wanting to write more. Fun fact.
Yeah.
I'm down.
There's gonna be a lot more songs.
Yeah.
Great.
Coming in the future of the Slacker experience here.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening.
95% of single women agree on this one thing that they would like men to do.
Shower.
That's where the bar is at.
Bar's lower than
that. Yeah, the bar is low. Mm-hmm.
When Erin went through her hinge phase,
it was
pathetic.
It was degrading. Truly.
I mean, it was cool. You had your hot girl summer and all, but like
in the winter,
it was bad. Like men are just, it could be as low as shower or like pay or pick you up or like make eye contact.
Respect me. I don't know.
Not ghost.
Be awake.
Be awake. Conscious. So we don't really have an actual guess.
I'm surprised that it's like a consensus, 95%. I'm surprised
that's a
that they
lot. Want. Yeah.
Yes, 95% of women say they want to be approached more in public.
Yeah.
What? No. Yeah. You what?
Wait. But single women want to be approached by eligible bachelors, not.
How do we know you're single? If you don't have a ring, how do we know?
Approach and find out.
Yeah.
Oh.
Take a risk.
Take a
chance. Do a little dance. What song is that?
Get Down Tonight by Kool and the Gang.
Is
no?
it?
No.
I think I'm seeing some
dance.
Hillary Duff.
Oh, no.
Anyway. Why not? Why not?
Take a
crazy chance. There we go. Hillary Duff. It's irrelevant.
There's a lot of songs. Okay. Options.
I'm just going to say this as a person, and we do not have to go down into the weeds of my lack of self-confidence, but like to go up to an attractive woman standing by the kumquats at the grocery store, I think that's the only vegetable or fruit that you approach on.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Sure.
Or pineapple, maybe.
Sure.
But what do you, tell me what to say. What do you want me to say?
How many kumquats are you buying today?
I mean, honestly,
are you making a
talk about the food?
Can I be real with you?
100%.
The way I met my fiance was he turned to me at a bar at the airport and said, they want you to order on the QR code. And now we're getting married. So anything works.
Mm.
Oh my God.
You know they accept Visa here.
No.
That's like the bar is that low that a guy just had to say QR code to you and you're like.
But then we started talking. So it's like any line to open works and then strike up a conversation.
Yeah. It's really easy.
It
really
is.
Wow. It's easy for girls. It's not easy for guys. That's, because we come off as predatory if we do it.
No.
That's why I find TX statistic mm-hmm. on News or Nope to be the most fascinating thing. Because you guys feel threatened often by us, and I don't blame you because we're creepy. No, but I mean, like, I'm just threatening, period, yeah. I think.
How many kumquats you buying? Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's move on.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Today is a beautiful day because we are officially 6 months to Halloween. Woo! Let's go!
Are you that much of a Halloween person?
I actually brought this up because I am.
Okay.
And this was only a recent change, but I wanted to ask you, Erica, are you a Christmas person or a Halloween person?
Christmas.
Probably more Christmas. I don't really like scary things.
Mm.
Like, I go as, like, pop stars for Halloween.
That's
not
fun.
Like a vampire.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Do you like Twilight? What the heck?
Absolutely.
Well, okay.
Well, so, in this room, who else is Halloween?
I'm becoming more just because we're Christmas people, but my son is a Halloween
kid. He's a spooky, scary. So trying,
yeah, but yes. I'm the same. I never went scary. I always went funny. It was just like, how naked can I get for my Halloween costume? How close to naked?
Okay.
Short shorts, all that.
Oh my God. Can we haven't done a Halloween party as a show in years. I think it's time
to bring
it
back. We've
never
done one.
Okay.
Well, since you guys joined the show, I don't think we have. But like, we used to do an exotic ball. You want to bring it back?
I would
love
to.
We have time
to
plan it. We have 6 months.
Yeah.
To plan it.
I'm so down. I love Halloween. Count me in. I'll lead it.
You'll eat it?
Lead it.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
All right, let's just keep going. Yeah. Old man Slacker can't hear today.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening.
This is a reason to drink more white wine and champagne.
Say less.
Mm. Study says it lowers your risk of sudden cardiac arrest. That feels backwards.
Are
I'm
you
just gonna
kidding
be honest
me?
About it. I'm
Wait, I thought
not.
Red did that. What is red good for?
I don't know.
Red is also good for your heart, but apparently not as good as champagne or white wine.
Who's saying this?
Is this
the Slacker research team?
They've been hammering it back there. They've been testing
I'm
something.
I'm unfamiliar with who did this study. People could say I did it. I love a white wine.
Okay, so here's the thing. I have another song we could play for you right now, but we're not going to. But we used to do a segment on the show called Is It Good or Is It Bad? Because...
The study?
On any given day, there'll be a study out going, coffee will kill you. Don't drink it. If you drink more than one cup, you're going to die. And then the next day, there's a story going, if you drink 3 cups of coffee or more, your IQ is going to go up 70 points. And you're like, how do we keep up? How do we?
Here's the tricky thing about this study. It also says maintaining a positive mood and eating more fruit will help lower the risk as well. So you have to be
there's
happy,
too many variables
drunk, and eating fruit.
Yeah.
Does red wine count as the fruit?
No, it
I'm
does
having
not.
White wine and red wine. All my bases are covered.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Tiak, I'd like to talk to you and you alone because I think the women in the room are going to hate this.
Okay.
You know how sometimes we come up with a hypothetical fight between like... like a, you know, a duck-sized horse or 100 horse-sized ducks.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I love that Aaron and Erica are currently just like, please, should we go hit a bar?
Right.
I like those.
The internet, you guys have heard of this.
The it's internet? The, yes.
No,
actually, when we were very young.
100 men versus a gorilla.
One gorilla.
One gorilla. Cool. Have you seen a gorilla?
Like a silverback gorilla?
I've watched some simulations. I've been down the rabbit hole on this thing.
I'm currently watching it.
It's
as
so
you
dumb.
Speak?
The one simulation is so bad. Erica has to move like her face all the way next to Aaron's face because Aaron's so afraid somebody's going to see her watching porn.
Look at the cheeks on that gorilla.
They put the silverback and he's got a fine.
Yeah, he's really cheeked up.
He's got a great butt.
All right. Anyway. Fighters.
End of story.
Not going to be distracted.
Have you ever seen a gorilla fight?
Gorillas terrify me.
Why would we have ever seen a gorilla fight? Do we live in the woods?
I know, but like,
there's documentaries.
Yeah.
Oh no, no, I don't.
Have you any of the monkey? What do you call them? Primates. Any of them? Like, remember?
They all terrify me. Truly. Every single monkey. I don't care if it's like a tiny little spider. No. Nope.
They don't understand, like, if you get this in your YouTube rabbit hole, you are screwed forever because it was in mine for a little while. I really had to train it out of there. Like, chimpanzees, for example, they love you, they're so nice, they're so cute. And then at a certain point, if they feel wronged, they'll rip your face off.
Chimp Crazy. What was that?
Thank you.
What's it called?
Chimp Crazy.
She just read my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was a doc about it, right?
A docu-series,
like
Hulu, yeah.
Hulu or
maybe
HBO
Netflix or something.
Or, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, bad.
Right. So the answer is don't fight a gorilla.
Did they interview the monkey?
Did we get
his side of things?
Here.
Was he like shadowed in a voice? You know how they do it like on Gangland?
No.
They're like, I think that's a monkey.
I don't think we're going to get through this. Because, okay. But in the chimp world, there was one of them. I don't know if it was in your doc. Like they brought a birthday cake. There's like a colony of chimps and they brought a birthday cake for one. And one of the other chimps was like, was what? Like they don't understand.
Like
it's
why
birthday.
Isn't it my birthday?
Why is it not my cake? Why don't I get whatever? And then the guy went in to console it and the chimp ripped his face off.
No, I
And it, like they'll rip your arms off.
But yeah. This is why you don't captivate them.
They
I
are
don't
wild
think that's
animals.
The correct word,
right.
By the way.
Imprison.
Right.
Whatever the word.
Put
yeah.
them in captivity.
Yes. There it is. Right.
Right.
But I don't know the backstory of this gorilla that 100 men are going to fight.
Yeah.
He's
like,
pissed.
Is he mad already?
Right.
Does he feel wronged or is he
laid
back?
Does he not like men?
Wait, yeah. Hold on. But as women, if 100 men approached us, we'd be threatened. So I bet the gorilla feels the same.
May not. What if they were a choir?
That's still a lot of men.
I would be so threatened by 100 man choir.
No, you would not. Like
yes.
The Mormon Tabernacle Choir starts walking towards you, and you're like,
look,
what?
Just singing
I'm from
at
Salt Lake
you?
City.
Yes.
No.
Don't
no.
start.
What? If there's a choir of 80 plus in the Denver metro area, I would like to give you the address.
Men
I will
only.
Compensate you. Men only.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A men's chorus who wants to. Yes.
Who wants to fight?
No. Who just wants to approach Erica.
Okay.
I just want them.
I would hate this.
Like she's walking to her car after work. Here comes.
No, that's literally every woman's nightmare.
No, it's not.
It's 100 men approaching her at once because what are you going to do?
Yeah, but I'd be more afraid of one or two men than 100. Like 100 men, there's got to be some good ones in there. Who are like, hey guys, we shouldn't do this.
Not
like,
if,
let's not hurt this girl.
Like with the gorilla, the whole point is to fight it.
But in this case, this is just a choir trying to roll up on you.
I don't want the choir.
Yeah, they're snapping their fingers.
Yeah. When you're a jet, you're a
choir. I didn't say either.
Okay, here's the thing. Aaron and Erica just watched a bit of the simulation.
Yeah, I got distracted by the butt cheeks.
And I know, it fine, never missed a leg day. Okay, did you see what happened? Like, who won in that simulation? The gorilla, right?
Yeah, right.
Wow.
But it's just like in a movie. Have you ever seen, like, if you've
oh, any Marvel movie where it's like one punch, they're down.
Yeah.
And or, if the three of us try to go for T-Hack, me, you, and...
Oh, okay.
We go for T-Hack.
Mm-hmm.
If we go at him one at a time, he's got a shot.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to punch me. I'm going to go, oh, my pretty nose. And then, you know what I mean? And Eric is going to be like, where's the choir? And it's like, there's going to be like reasons. But if the three of us go at the exact same time, we got him.
It kind of looks like they are going.
No, they
but
don't.
But they're just missing.
You can't say that T-Hack is the same as a silverback gorilla. No offense.
Have you seen these cheeks?
Yes. Take your pants off. Right.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
OPP is what we call this thing. It's other people's problems. If you want to hear everyone we've ever done in the history of mankind, where do we get them?
The Audacy app.
Oh.
Yeah, A-U-D-A-C-Y.
That's not how you spell Odyssey. It's the company you work for, Erica.
Yes, it is.
When people just hear the word Odyssey, they start typing an O, and it's like you're not going to find
Oedipus.
Us. Yep.
Yeah.
What do we have?
Today we have Joyce, and they're moving into a new neighborhood, and her husband's ready to make a splash.
Oh, boy. I feel like that was a pun.
It wasn't. Actually.
Oh, close call. Joyce.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, we're moving. And we're moving to a really, really old big house.
Sweet.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And my husband is so excited because there's a huge, beautiful tree in the front yard, and he's always wanted to build a tree house. So
how old is this man?
Don't start, Erica.
Okay, I'm sorry. Because if he's over 15, anyway.
What 15-year-old can build a tree house?
I'm a little skeptical, let's say. He's not very good, his building abilities, let's just say. And also, you know, it's a very kind of sophisticated neighborhood, and I don't want to be that family.
Okay. Let me start here. Do you have children?
Like, yes.
Okay. Well, I was just like, is he building it for himself?
Okay, then my follow up question is, how old are the kids?
Yeah. Would they enjoy it?
They would.
That's a no.
Yeah. No, they would. But it's in the front of the house, right? And it's not in the back. The houses are very pristine, and my husband's not a builder, so I'm afraid it's going to look a little.
I'm going to make some presumptions, and you can tell me if I'm wrong here. Like, it's an old house, so it's an old neighborhood. Probably no HOA. Because if you have an HOA, that's your out. You can just tell your husband, listen, the HOA is never going to let you build a treehouse in the front yard. Yeah. So
there's not an HOA. Okay,
so you have no way.
Yeah, I'm in.
Make
Sounds
one.
Awesome.
Hurry, make one.
You need to form an HOA because you don't want to break your husband's heart. Like, I think it's funny that you don't think grown men want a treehouse.
Well, they shouldn't want a treehouse at a certain age, and I wonder that T-Hack is very offended by this.
Yeah,
No, here's my thing, though. So she said he's not a builder.
Yeah.
So what, they're going to put their kids up in a treehouse that he isn't a builder and built, and then it's going to fall, and their kids are going to...
Yeah, for sure. I'd let him climb in the tree.
Somebody's going to fall out of it, for sure. And then I'm worried about being sued, right?
We don't need anyone getting hurt.
You're
going to
get sued by your own children? Hold on.
What if the neighborhood children come to play and then the treehouse falls?
Oh, no. All the kids will come.
Okay. Well, that's even better. I like that.
Your kids will instantly be the hit of the neighborhood if you're the house with the treehouse.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Like, this is upside. Your husband has dreamed of this. I've always wanted a pool. My neighbor has one now, and he's like, don't get a pool. It's horrifying because it's just a lot of maintenance. But a treehouse, like, I think we could all figure out how to build one.
For sure. No.
YouTube?
There's videos.
There's not a world where I'm successfully building a treehouse.
Well, her husband could.
No, I think her husband's like me. It sounds like she doesn't have faith in him.
You don't have the desire. Have you done something you have the desire for and learned it on YouTube? Like how to tile something or like...
It's really tiring.
Okay, so you're just the wrong person, Erica, to like...
I'm just with Joyce on this. I don't think that the treehouse should be built, or if it should, it should be in the backyard by a professional.
There's no there's no tree in the backyard for it though.
Okay, fair.
And just, I say let him do it. And if he fails, just be like, hey, you tried. Love that.
Okay. 303-222-5423. That's the phone number for advice. You can also text that same number. I don't know the right answer, but I think if you shut him down, your marriage is in trouble.
Oh my gosh.
You have to. If your husband's like, I think I'm going to take up golf and I'm going to spend every Saturday on the range, you got to let him do it. And if his dream is a treehouse, stop rolling your eyes. Like,
no one's going to die from him playing golf.
No one's going to die from a treehouse. Look up treehouse deaths. Somebody look up treehouse deaths and tell me the percentage. It's got to be
zero.
Zero. It's a zero sum.
0.0.
Thank you. Joyce, I mean.
No, I like where his head's at because he's thinking we're moving in. Like, I'm already scouting out. He's got the kids.
There was a 4-year-old who died after the entire treehouse fell on him.
That's my concern.
What year?
2017.
Yeah, okay. once every eight
in
years.
Cleveland, yeah, whatever.
I go ahead, Tiak. I'm so sorry.
I like where his head's at. He's already thinking about the kid, not only your kids, but the neighborhood kids. He's trying to be the fun. Like, this is like a 90s dad. I love this. This is what the way dads are supposed to be.
Can't fight against a 90s dad.
Erica's hands are in the air.
Yes, they are.
All right, Joyce, here's the thing. We're going to get other non-HOA people. I just think there is a point. We've had arguments like this before where somebody moves into the neighborhood and goes, I want to like be the Griswolds on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, do we really want to make this impression right away? But a treehouse is like...
It's fun. It's wholesome. It's mm-hmm. fine.
I mean, you might get nasty looks from some of the neighbors, especially if it's an older neighborhood. They're not used to maybe a young family or whatever. But you don't have an HOA. Suck it.
There's two schools, because now that you say it that way, I forget. Like, your kids will be popular, but you won't. Because you're right. Other neighborhoods don't want to see this janky 2x4 icky.
Keep out.
Yeah. Pirate flag. I'll redesign it.
Joyce, hang on. We're going to get you some advice. So what's the vote in this room right now?
I'm all in.
All in. Yeah.
Your kids are young ones. Enjoy
it. We never got the age of the kids, by the way.
That doesn't matter.
What if they're like 3 years from college?
They're not 3 years.
Even more is it. Get in before they leave. This is your last chance. It's the last hurrah. They could study up there.
They're not going to study up there.
They can party up there. I don't know.
I'm just picturing this huge, beautiful tree like in Wash Park or somewhere. So if it's an older neighborhood, it's like with no HOA. It's like one of the huge.
Yeah.
And those trees are ginormous. So there'd have to be a huge like ladder going up to it.
I've seen a lot of ladders built into the trees, like the little rock climbing step things. Yeah. And then pillows on top of the branches. And it's so inviting. It's so cute. I love it.
Pillows on the branches. I'm all out. I really worry about safety at all times, even right now.
She's like a 90s mom. Boring.
T-yak. That is so accurate. All right. So should she be able to talk her husband out of the treehouse from hell? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Joyce, who's buying a great house.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's great.
It's got a great tree in the front.
In the front.
Too great.
Her husband wants to build a ginormous treehouse in their brand new neighborhood right when they move in. It's not a brand new neighborhood. It's an old house.
Wait, it's also not a ginormous treehouse. It's a treehouse that he doesn't know how to build. That's the problem.
But nobody knows, Erica.
He's always wanted to, though.
Nobody knows how to build a treehouse until you build one.
It's not going to look good, is what she's telling us.
I don't like that marriage dynamic right there. I think you don't know how bad. I've never built one, but I bet I'd do good.
Yeah.
Do you?
Not really. I'd probably throw money at it. Karen?
Yes. Yay.
Yay.
What do you think?
I think that the homeowner should look up the legal term attractive nuisance.
What's an attractive? Well, that's a good name for a band.
It's kind of like what we all are, right? No, it states that the homeowner has the legal responsibility to keep people away from that attractive nuisance on their property that would attract people onto it and get hurt.
Oh.
So if someone just comes along and climbs up and gets hurt, they're responsible for the injuries, the liability, even if they're uninvited, even if they're trespassing.
So they need to put up a fence around the tree with the tree house.
I think it's perfect. He's not good at building it. It won't be attractive. It's unattractive.
But wait. Like, TX got a basketball hoop up outside of his house.
Oh, chill.
No, I'm just saying, like, what if it attracted a kid and he did a dunk and it fell over on, like, that could fall under, like, the attractive nuisance law.
Same thing.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, we're killing dreams. We're killing everybody's dreams.
I mean, that's such a vague thing. Like, what if I have a car parked in the driveway and a kid went underneath it and got stuck? Like, I mean, how are you always responsible?
It's mostly like, you know, for pools, trampolines, tree houses, things like that.
Okay. Not basketball hoops.
Nice try, buddy. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
Sounds like, is she a lawyer? How would you know attractive? Have you ever heard those two words together before?
No.
That's just what they call me.
Good morning, everybody. Oh, man. Debbie?
Yay.
What advice do you have for Joyce?
You have to look at the legal aspects. Going from experience, I know of a child that fell out of the tree. One of the neighbors, who the other neighbors, there is some risk there with having it in the front yard. So they really need to look at that and even
This is a real thing that can happen.
But the kid climbed up just the tree and fell out, and they were suing the neighbors whose home the tree belonged to?
Yes.
Whoa is right.
Yes.
That's nature.
Wow. So we got to cut down all the trees.
Yeah.
Huh. I hate how litigious people are.
I mean, what if you just climbed on my roof? Like, what's stopping you from doing that?
You shouldn't have had a trap.
We should give out T-Hack's address.
I'm on the cusp. Robbie?
Yay.
Advice for the Treehouse family. What's yours?
She needs to go home and binge watch Treehouse Masters.
That's a show?
Like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. I've
heard of it.
Shut up. You've heard of it?
Yeah. Watch all the home stuff. If you have not seen it, you've got to watch it. It is the best show, and it is like top-notch treehouses all over the United States. It's like, it's the coolest thing.
Erica, do you think you have time to take away from your love on the whatever to watch Treehouse Masters?
I don't think it was directed at me to
watch. No, but you're
this.
The one who's saying there's no chance it could be an attractive, like he's going to build a bad. But if he watches a show enough.
I didn't say that all treehouses are bad. I'm saying this man's going to make a bad treehouse.
But what if he watches a lot of Treehouse Masters and then all of a sudden he's just awesome at it?
Well, good for him.
That's it.
Okay, but do you think there's.
Expert carpenters.
Do you think there's liability issues? Is the thing? I don't want to live in a world where a kid can't play in a treehouse.
Too bad.
Hey, one more thing.
Yeah.
I have one just turned 20, and it doesn't matter if they're 5 or if they're 15 or they're getting ready to go off to college. You got one shot. It's like, it's in no time, they won't even want to hang out with you. So do whatever
Robbie.
You can.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Oh my God. Yeah. Wow. Come back from that one, ladies. Jade. Dang.
Yay.
What advice do you have for the treehouse people?
All right. So I come from a non-HOA neighborhood down south, and as a young HOA or as a young family, you know, I think she should do it. I think that she should allow him to do it, I guess. Is it an inconvenience or is it a true issue?
I think for her,
use that in my argument.
She's one of those people who cares more what other people think.
Yeah.
Then she cares about her family's joy.
It's
harsh,
but
yes.
Are actually going to think?
Yeah.
For
who cares what they think?
The neighbors should absolutely love it.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
Because here's the thing: I just said this on the air the other day, and I want it. It bears repeating. It's going to make anybody here who has children or wants children cry. Like, and it makes me cry thinking about Noah. By the time your kids reach 18 years old, you've spent 96% of the time you're ever going to spend with them. So, like, I've only got 4% of Noah left. It's already done.
I hate you.
I know. But it's like, I should have built him a treehouse. But you wouldn't let me.
Wait.
Yeah.
I just got here.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
There is someone on the show that is getting married soon. Maybe not soon.
But say soon might be aggressive.
Like a year or so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Summer 26.
What do you think about a new idea for marriage contracts? I just saw a story about this and I want to go on the record of saying this was my idea first.
Great. Okay. So I don't want to be involved.
You do. This is a good idea. Do you believe in like renewing your marriage vows and doing things like that?
Sure. At like 10 years or 25 years.
Yeah. Tiak, since you're married, would you renew your vows?
Yeah.
How long have you guys been married?
We're coming up on 9.
Okay. So next year would be a great time to renew vows.
Yeah. But can they just renew it themselves? Like, do they have to, you know what I'm saying?
Like, they can't have a party?
Yeah.
There goes your invitation. Sorry.
Like, do you have to do it again? I got in trouble the other day when we were talking about something. It was like, on your second kid, you can't have a shower. And then you said sprinkle and people were like, acting like I don't know what it is. I know what it is. I just think it's dumb. You have stuff from your first kid. You don't need another shower. And like, if you love your wife so much, you want to renew your vows, then go up on a mountaintop and tell her you love her again.
But I think part of it too is because we have two kids now. So like the kids get to be a part of the ceremony. And like we have new friends now. We live in a new place. And when we got married.
So you're going to subject them all to that?
Flacker, do you hate weddings and love and happiness?
I would just invite them. Subject them.
Yeah, I don't have to go.
It's just one of those things where I don't know. I have it in my head, and this is going to be a terrible analogy. I play guitar better than probably 95% of people on planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
If you come to my house, I will never get my guitar out. I won't do it.
Is that like, your life partner? Kind of.
No, but it's like, here's something I love and I'm proud of and like, but I want you to have to digest it. Like, I love his love, but we don't have to go watch him profess it again.
I don't know why you wouldn't want to, because there's that fact of you, the people you surround yourself with, you become like more like them. And obviously, T-Hack and A-Hack have the perfect marriage.
Yeah.
So I want to be around it. I would love to be invited. Can you tape that back together, please?
But I don't want to go. We don't have to keep seeing his origin story. We don't have to like.
Why not? It's cute. It's beautiful.
It's not. It's an update. It's not the origin. It's, this is a new thing, especially with the kid. Like to have my kids like be able to be the whatever.
I think
the
we're
flower
planning
girl.
Its vow renewals.
And, like, literally all you guys really are into like.
Yeah.
I love love.
Okay. Here's another analogy for you. I love traveling. Okay.
Okay.
I love going to exotic places. If T-Hack, I've always wanted to go to the Maldives or the Maldives. I don't know how you say it.
Maldives.
Okay, great. If T-Hack went there and is like, everybody come over to my house. And then he puts up his screen. He's like, here's all the pictures from the Maldives. Like, oh, let's watch. Okay, no, this was our casita over the water. Great. You went. Congrats. I'll check it out on Insta. But we have to make a day about it. Do you know what I mean? Okay.
But what if there's an open bar?
Oh,
okay, stop it. I'm just saying you.
I feel sad for you.
I think it's so weird that you guys want to watch a people renew
their
vows.
It's not watching; it's celebrating.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm on a weird planet. Other people have to feel the way I feel. I don't. I'm happy.
You
that
don't
you went
want
on vacation.
Other people to be happy.
No, I want them to be happy, but we don't have to like have a ceremony about it.
You don't
it.
Have to come.
Oh my God.
We can actually
be the only person
not
who feels
invite
like this.
You and we all do this.
Oh my God. This isn't even what we were going to talk about. I am like torpedoed the whole thing. Okay. 303-222-5423. Please text in. You can scream at me if you think I'm crazy. But like, I just remember friends were renewing their vows and everybody's like, oh. Like we had separate texts of everybody going, oh my God, we have to go to this thing and have them stand up there. It's like, we went to their wedding. We don't have to go again.
Like, I don't think it has to be like as extravagant as a wedding, but just like a cute get together to celebrate them. I think that's fine.
Yeah, I guess I'm thinking of it as it would be people who weren't at the wedding because our lives have changed so much.
So then you're
since
not
10
inviting
years ago.
Okay.
We'll
it's
see.
Like a birthday party.
I hate
every
birthday
year you go. Yeah.
No, I don't like that. You didn't do anything on your birthday.
Are you talking to me specifically?
Yes.
I got engaged on my birthday.
No, you did. Okay, but listen. Oh my God. We're never going to get to the thing I was going to say. Here's the thing.
I don't know.
I think your birthday should be Mother's Day. Like your birthday, you call your mom and go, "Thank you. Like you dropped me out of your hoo-ha on that day."
Thank
way to go, mom. So
mm-hmm.
if your mom has five kids, she has five Mother's Days. Does that make sense?
Like, I get it.
But you didn't
like
do anything that day. I sound like a crazy person right now, and I don't
see
know
what you're saying now, and I feel silly.
Right?
No, like, just for my response to you, I don't feel silly about birthday parties.
I just like birthdays because it's just a chance to, like, take a beat and go, I'm grateful for another year and the people in my life and that. It's not like I accomplished anything. Mm-hmm. It's more an attitude of gratitude. It's how I view it.
Can I get to the other thing?
Yes.
Now that everyone thinks
what's
I'm crazy.
On?
Here's the other thing about renewing your vows. I think this is what I was a trendsetter. You get married and you sign a contract for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And almost nothing else in life is that way.
Having a child.
Yes. That for sure. Yes.
Buying a house.
That's 30 years, but you could sell it.
Yeah.
Like,
okay,
and you can
true.
Get a divorce.
You get a
which,
marriage
you know.
License. You get a marriage license. You get a driver's license. When you get a driver's license, do you have that for the rest of your life?
Quite a long time.
But what happens every couple years?
you don't have to take the test again. You just get a new one.
Sometimes you have to test again.
You really? In,
oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
if no. You're old.
That should be more frequent.
No, I haven't had to retest. But it's like you have to go back in and do the eye exam.
That should be yearly.
Right. So should your marriage exam.
Your eyes okay?
Like mine
your,
are fine. Okay. It's these other people.
Marriage license, I think maybe not once a year, but like your contract here at Alice, Erica.
Yeah.
Once every few years, they go back in and like, do you like working here? And you're like, yeah, okay. Do you like having me work here? And you decide if you're going to continue to work together.
So you think that marriages
yes.
should reconnect every few years and decide yes. if they're going to continue to quote yes. unquote work there.
Because then you could, without it being like a big hire lawyers and whatever, you just come in on your anniversary date, just like a contract. And you come in and you go like, hey, this isn't, I don't know. I don't like it.
But wouldn't you still need the lawyers to help separate everything, even if you don't resign?
I don't have it all worked out. But I think you
like it. Because I think even like it happens in the NBA, like you're on a 5-year deal, but yes. around year three, you start talking to other teams, you start looking around, and it's like, well, you're not really invested. Yes. But you're not invested. So now of course it's not gonna work.
So Slacker, you wanna start to talk to other women at year three of your marriage.
Maybe not year three.
I don't like it because you are giving yourself the pre-excuse to stop working for your marriage.
No,
that should be a constant thing. You are agreeing to be together for a reason.
I love it. She nailed it.
Yep.
I agree.
Further comment.
Send the hate text to 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Let's talk about cheating. Oh, man. As I look around the room, I know Tiak and Aaron have been cheated on. Mm-hmm. Look at them.
Oh, yeah, same.
Yeah. You have?
Yeah, I sure have, yeah.
Oh, have you cheated, though?
I have not cheated. I have texted someone. I was, like, literally 16. I don't think it counts.
What do you think is the line?
Like, emotional cheating is definitely wrong.
So texting is emotional cheating.
Yeah, but like I was 16, I wasn't gonna marry
this guy.
Oh,
we can just keep justifying it. You're right. Let's have it expunged from our record.
Okay, it was also like a day. Like I wasn't like actively having a relationship with someone. It was flirty texts at 16.
You're testing the waters of a new, you know, maybe I'll.
And then I decided, no thanks. What are you sniffing about?
It smells like justification in here, doesn't it? It smells a lot like justification.
I knew you were just trying to pull something like that.
I'm just like,
what? Have you cheated, Slacker?
Yes.
And have you been cheated on?
Yes.
Bummer.
And I don't, I stopped cheating.
Because you got cheated on.
Yes. Once you're on the other side of that coin, wow, does that suck.
I agree. You shouldn't
cheat in general.
This smells like justification.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. I'm not justifying it. I stopped. I had a moral epiphany at that moment. I was like, wow, that sucked.
Yeah. I think Aaron is saying that you're justifying the cheating prior because you didn't
No. I was just dumb. I was just like, oh, I look like.
Oh my God, you were so dumb and young.
Oh my gosh, I just didn't know.
Oh my God, are you? Jesus. Alliances?
You don't have to be on the other side to know that it's a
you don't.
Terrible thing to do.
You don't, but I did.
Wait, so I have a question.
Yes.
Have Aaron or T-Hack cheated?
I did one time, yeah.
You did cheat?
On a girlfriend in high school, yeah.
You've also been cheated on.
And that's how I know I'm not a cheater, because it ate me up alive. I don't regret it, because I'm like, I just know that about me now. Because I'm like, yeah, don't do that.
You overthink
not that
everything.
I knew it was wrong, obviously.
But. Is that a swipe at me? Is that what that was? Oh my God! I did one thing one time!
Smells like Up Dog.
What's Up Dog?
Not much. What's up with you?
I let him have it.
Yeah. You did.
Yeah.
There's a man who's
Hold on. I have not cheated.
Okay.
Been
great.
Cheated on, not yes. cheated. I just wanted to clear the air.
I kind of don't believe you.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not, because to finish, will make you want to hurt me. But you just strike me as someone who would cheat.
No.
She plays fast and loose with the rules when she wants to.
No, I am disgustingly loyal.
But you also, when you get a couple drinks in you, make some real questionable decisions.
Like what?
Raise your hand if you've been taken from a station event out in an ambulance.
That wasn't because I was flirting with someone.
Yeah, it wasn't because she was not loyal.
I was
loyal.
Single at the time.
No, I'm not saying
anything. Wait. Does the ambulance have to do with being single?
Sort of. No.
It doesn't. Okay. That's what I'm saying. There is no correlation.
But I'm saying you...
Let's get some paramedics in here. I'm single.
I'm just saying, to my experience in life, people... who just alcohol lowers their inhibitions to that level, often that's one of the inhibitions that gets lowered. I guess it doesn't in you, but I just always assumed, like, to fill Erica in on this event,
yeah,
it's a packed house on opening day for the Rockies.
Okay, well, like, it's hot.
We were inside. It was air conditioning.
Thank you, though.
I'm defending Aaron.
Early April, not that warm.
Hot. And what? How did you end up in an ambulance? This feels like something
I'll give the beginning
discuss.
Of the story.
This is HIPAA.
Like, I'm... the fire truck that came broke the rear view mirror off our station vehicle.
Or the side mirror, yeah.
Yeah.
I have it in my office.
So...
To remember.
I had ordered a drink and like 30 minutes earlier, a double tall Maker's, because I was just trying to catch up with everybody who'd been there forever. And then Aaron goes... What'd you say? Like, want to see a magic trick?
Yeah, that's my catchphrase. Whenever I say that, you know I'm going downhill.
Okay.
And I was like, sure. She's like, hand me a drink for a second. I hand her the drink. She goes, and sucked the whole thing down.
Maker?
Yes.
It was gross.
Yeah, that's bad.
Fast forward 20 minutes, and she's in the corner rocking back and forth in the fetal position.
I don't know.
She doesn't remember anything after that. So, yeah.
Okay, so doesn't make her a cheater.
It doesn't.
We have determined, yeah.
But also, would you remember if you cheated?
You know.
I feel like I would know.
Okay. Your body knows.
Based on afterwards.
Okay. All right. Well, we've run out of time to talk about this cheat. No, here's the thing. This dude got busted having an affair, but he wasn't actually having an affair. The guy was like, had fallen for the catfish thing.
Well, it's still an affair.
Yeah.
No, because he never touched the girl.
You don't have
still
to.
Still an affair.
Yeah.
They were messaging and stuff like nonstop.
Yeah, I get it. And
were they sending pics?
Yes. Probably. I mean, he sent her $2,700.
Worse than pics.
So would you rather your man bump uglies with another girl or send her cash? Which one's worse? Like, the fact that he's stupid... the fact that he's just...
Well, wait, is he sending cash and then it turns out to be a catfish, or is he just sending cash and also he's going to leave me for her?
I just think in his brain... I don't know.
It's unclear if it was actually even a woman. I think it sounds like a complete catfish. So.
Okay, like a complete scam.
Yeah.
I don't know. All of it's
stupid
bad.
Is one thing, but like men just...
No. Do not justify cheating because men need their needs met.
Okay. How would you like me to say it, Your Honor? I don't, like, it is a, there is a thing.
Well, I'm torn because I don't know if I would prefer my significant other to have an emotional affair or a physical, because emotional to me is more
painful.
Yeah. Where it's like, if you were drunk and just horny, like
it
maybe
flips
I can...
in genders. It does. It's so funny because
really?
Like, oh yeah. Like
you would rather your significant other you don't have.
Correct.
Have an
emotional.
Emotional.
Yeah.
Don't
touch my spot. Yeah.
Ew.
And it's the same. I think I understand it's backwards because like women are more nurturing and men are more like cavemen. Right. And we're like, and women are like, I love you. And if like your man was going, I love you to another, like you just want that from him, right?
Yeah. That's,
and he's giving that to somebody else. But if he's just giving away his nasty junk, who cares, right?
Well, his junk's not nasty.
Well, I mean, but you know what I'm saying.
That's got a bigger problem if his junk
sucks.
Nasty. Yeah. Can I pick none of the above?
No, obviously the answer is none of the above. Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But here's my final question about cheating. Okay. So we don't like this guy at all. But if you had to get cheated on, do you want him to be better than, like, better looking than you? Like,
the
would you
that
rather
you're cheating with?
Yes.
And it's a real person, not a scammer.
A real person.
Okay.
They slept with somebody
one
time. And it's like, because it's tough. Because it's like, if she's hotter than you or he's hotter than you, you're like, I get it. Like,
no,
oh my God.
I would compare myself to that person for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Truly.
But if they're
make them ugly.
If they're ugly, then you're like,
then
what?
Then I can say you were drunk and horny. Kind of an excuse.
I'm with Aaron.
Hack?
I think I would want... I don't know. I don't know that I would think of it that way.
Could you forgive her either way?
Yeah, I don't think cheating is like a
really
draw the line thing. No.
Oh, this is a whole other thing.
I'm so in love with my wife. Like, we're just... It feels like we're past that level of like...
You're so in love with her that she could hurt you in that way.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think I could too to her. Because we have children and stuff. Like, we have a life together. I think the money's worse. The money's the worst part.
Oh, he went all the way back. The money's worse.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
So there's a story out there about the silent treatment. And as I look around the room.
Don't you dare.
I wonder who in the room is a silent treatmenter.
You.
You're not looking at T-Hack. You thought, well, he's a man, so he couldn't possibly.
He does. He's just silent.
I feel like both of you guys specifically, do it more than the girls in the room.
Yeah, I'm with Aaron.
Because you guys are more kind of passive.
Me? You're talking to me.
You maybe in a relationship.
No, but okay. This is fascinating. 303-222-5423. That's the text line. Aaron knows, the people in this room, you guys know me better that I think on the outside of the show, but I guarantee you no listener thinks I'm passive. You think anybody thinks I do the silent treatment?
Yeah.
I feel like you could be a bit passive aggressive.
Immature.
Why'd you say that so quiet
because
that the transmitter barely picked it up?
Looking you in the eye and saying... You are passive aggressive, but you get really worked up, and I could see you getting so worked up that you're like, fine.
You just go quiet.
I'm not going to talk.
Yeah. I see that.
Do you think I do the silent treatment?
No, I don't see that. I do it, though.
You felt like you had to say that.
You do it?
Yeah, I try not to do it. It's not so much, I don't view it as silent treatment. I just kind of shut down. If I'm like so mad, I'm just like.
But that's the same thing, is it not?
No,
it's different because I do that as well.
That's
but it's,
the silent
but
treatment.
But it's not because I'm organizing my thoughts because I have so many thoughts and I don't want to tell you what they are yet because I don't even know what they
but
are.
But if you don't say I'm organizing my thoughts to the other party, that's
the
silent
treatment. Oh, I do say like, hold on, I need a minute.
Okay, then that's different. Like, but you just like.
Not communicate that.
No.
Okay.
No. How's it going to sting them if you tell them?
Thank you.
You know?
You know what, though? I actually think the silent treatment is a game.
It totally
is. It's when
is.
You're doing it intentionally.
Yeah.
I just have to set the record straight. There are perceptive people in this room and imperceptive people in this room.
And what are we?
T-Hack, buddy,
mm-hmm.
are the least perceptive human in this room.
Oh. I am defend you.
Manipulative. And a piece of hell in a relationship.
Yeah,
I
and
absolutely
this is why we think you do the silent treatment.
Right, yeah. You're right. I'm serious. I'm admitting. No, I do. And it's 100% a game. It's the worst. I hate it about me. But it's like, oh yeah? Okay, watch this. I'm just not going to talk. For like a week.
No.
Oh, yeah. That long? Oh, wow.
I mean, you still have to communicate and go, you picking up the kid? That is like,
But even that has stank on it. You change it a little
would
bit.
Would you still sleep in the same bed and just like...
Sometimes.
Wow. I feel like...
Wow, that drastic?
I found the...
No, but so was she. We both...
Then you shouldn't be together.
Well...
You're not.
Thanks to the lawyers. So what do? Instead, like, you just... Like, you
I'm
can't...
a communicator to a fault, and I will be the same way with the three of you.
Oh, God, no.
I know I haven't been here super long, but like, you will find, like, if I have a problem, it is addressed immediately. And my fiance says he loves that about me because he never has to wonder. There's no question of what I want, what I need, how I'm feeling.
Oh, God.
I'm not asking you to live with me.
No. I'm wondering, do you think, back to Hack, the least perceptive human in the room, mm-hmm. do you think he genuinely likes it? Would you want that?
I would want that, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I have there's a game that we do a lot where it's like, hey, what's up? And it's like, oh, nothing. You know, and you're like,
there is something.
I know you. I know something's bothering you. And you just, but she has said, kind of like Aaron, it's like, I'm just not ready yet. And mm-hmm. so that has helped. Even just saying like, I'm just not ready to say.
I need a moment. Don't say the word nothing.
Just say, I need a moment. And then okay. And then I'll get off your case. But if you just say nothing, then I'm going to keep going. Well, I know you. Something's
But if she says I need a moment, then I'm gonna be like, "How long's a moment?" 5 minutes, 10 minutes, tomorrow?
You have to wait.
Maybe she'll tell you when she's ready.
Yeah.
Do I strike you as somebody who can wait?
No.
No, but again, I think we've found the problem. Oh my God!
It's not me. So you don't.
It's not me.
No, well, okay. It's both of us. But can you admit, Erica, that's like
I have faults.
Over communicating is also bad.
If you're with the wrong person. I think that's the problem here. Like, I'm with the right person who appreciates
who
that.
Genuinely wants it.
Who needs it. Because he probably, unfortunately, I'm finding some similarities with him and T-Hack as well. I think he's quieter than me.
Unfortunately.
I just mean like.
Never mind.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Slacker, please.
Nope. You're not starting with me.
Prepare
he
the
said,
bed.
Please.
Oh, God! Prepare it!
I'm teed off! Erica, brace yourself.
Oh, my God. You got to give me more notice than that. I don't
He's
even remember
laughing.
Where I...
He's what not even my... teed off.
Huh? Well, yeah, you can't.
I'm scowling now.
Okay. Okay, and it has this whole long thing on the beginning of it. Okay, it's going. It's going. Okay.
This is the teed off?
Yes.
With all the problems in the real world. So let's get teed off with
T-Hack. Oh man, he's real teed off today.
I'm real teed off today. Okay. It is something my wife did this morning. I have to throw A-Hack under the bus. And it's something that I believe at least one person in this room has also done.
Can I just say this?
Who is it? Who is
I'm
it?
I'm sweating.
Yeah. I will start here. Yeah, like I will start here. I don't know what just happened. I think I'm having a stroke. You've outkicked your coverage with your wife, so tread lightly.
Yes, I know.
Like you don't like she can do all the wrong she wants to. She's married to you.
Sorry. But we need content. So I'm gonna
Perfect.
Okay. AHAC made a mistake that someone else in this room would make.
Mm-hmm. And I think it might be Slacker. So my wife had...
Then it's not a mistake?
Oh, boy.
I don't know, though. I don't know. We'll see. So my wife had an early meeting this morning, so she got up earlier than me, and she got right into the shower. So I was still laying in bed, kind of half asleep. You know that we were like, I'm not getting up yet, but I can hear her. She's in the shower. And she's in there for a while, and finally I'm like, all right, it's time for me to get up. And, you know, I'm going to try to get a peek, too. Shout out all the husbands. You know? So I get up and I go into the bathroom, shower. She's been in there. And I look and the shower is empty. She's not in there. Where is she? I go into the closet and she's there, like, picking out her outfit. And I went, you're not in the shower? And she immediately went, oh, sorry, and like ran into the shower because it had been running.
She had not gotten in.
She had not gotten in at all. It had been running. I thought she had taken like four showers. It had been running for 20, 30, I don't know how many minutes, like because I was kind of half asleep, half awake. And I'm like, is it hot enough? I think it's ready. Like, get in the shower.
So you have a problem with that?
I have a problem with that, yeah. And I feel like you do that. I feel like you turn the shower on and...
And then goes to like mow his yard.
Yeah. Forget it's on. Yes. Yeah. It doesn't need to get that hot. Get in the shower.
And it
turn
doesn't
it
take
on.
That long.
Thank
to get,
you. Thank
to
you,
get
Aaron.
Get that hot.
Okay. First off, until you've lived in a Tuscan mansion where the hot water heater is two full stories away.
Which we don't it's, live in, to be
which
clear.
Which neither does Slacker because he now has two water pumps or
I
whatever, right? The heat...
Nope, that's two separate things. My friends at Steel Bros Heating and Cooling put in a heat pump system. That's to keep my house hot in
the
winter.
Oh, the house,
and
not the
cool.
water.
Oh.
Yeah, the water is still an old-fashioned water heater, 50-gallon Bradford White. Mm. In
nice,
my
basement. You got the 50. Nice.
I have a mansion. I could use...
I'm just trying to be...
I want everyone to understand. Eric is new. I do live in kind of a mansion. I cannot afford it. I bought it when everything was foreclosed.
Right.
So it's
no,
like,
I kind of figured that.
Yeah. Squatters' like, rights kicked in for them. And
right.
They can't get rid of them.
They cannot. So.
I have today, in fact, we had a call. The show kind of got together on a call. And I couldn't figure out my red light therapy and I have to lay under it for 20 minutes.
Okay.
And then I was going to be running late, so I turned the shower on and then laid under the red light for 20 minutes. And then
20 minutes?
Why?
You're a bad person.
I knew it. It takes
in my house, I swear, it takes about 5 minutes for it to get hot.
Okay, so what do you do with the other 15?
Right.
Laid under the red light because I needed it to be hot. I didn't have 25 extra minutes, the red light and the 5 minutes for the shower. So I had to it had to be hot when I needed it.
It's like you're a weed plant or something.
Yes.
You're like,
yes.
I need the red light, then I need the water.
Yes, yes.
And also, what's with the red light? Was it necessary or was it?
It is kind of necessary. It's good for you.
Because you don't want to do it age? Later?
No, not really. We're going out.
He could
together.
Have gotten home tonight.
No, we're going out
and done the red light.
No,
therapy and been fine.
You don't want to go. Yeah, we're going out as a show and having drinks with people. And I've
there's a hard rule on cannot.
No,
red light
I just thought I'd forget. So
beverages.
Are you guys this opposed to it? I didn't have it on super hot. I just wanted the hot water to get pulled up, so I had it on lukewarm.
Right, which you said takes 5 minutes.
Yeah. But I didn't have 5 extra minutes. Do you not understand what I'm saying?
No, I get what you're saying. I just
think it's stupid.
Disagree.
I'm not a bad person.
All I think of is Sesame Street. That used to have the little thing where the guy's brushing his teeth and he's got the water running while he's brushing his teeth. And the little fish outside, his water is just going down, down, down until the pond is just dry. And it's hey, turn the water. Don't waste water. And that's ingrained in me so much. And then to find out my beloved is doing this in
not your beloved.
Wait, is your beloved your wife doing this repeatedly, or was this a one-time offense?
This is the first time I've seen it.
But you're worried it's happening when you're not home.
Noticed it, yeah. Because
she absolutely does it. If she does it once,
I can't say I would ever accidentally leave it going for 30 minutes.
If she was checking out her outfits,
if I would have been trying to sneak a peek, I wouldn't have even known. I would have just. She would have.
Yeah, she does that. She doesn't care about the stupid fish outside.
Oh, no.
I don't think it's that big of a deal. It's not.
It's water. We don't have endless supplies of it.
But we do, though. Kind of. Don't you think?
That's
no.
one way to think.
We're just still. We're all. The water we drink and the water we use right now has been through every human on Earth already, right? We're not.
Pretty
there's
much,
no
yeah.
fresh water anymore. Yes. You don't want to think like that, but everything you put in your body has been through somebody already. Especially
or animals or, yeah.
You're drinking pee right now in your giant Stanley cup.
My lavender Stanley.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I have a question for all of you in the room regarding my wedding, but it's very important that you give your honest answers.
Okay, hold on. No. You've been here for a short amount of time,
yeah.
And I don't want to put us in this situation, but I'm going to. Are we invited?
Yeah, of course you're invited.
Okay, cool.
We're already friends. It's been 3 days.
What are you talking about?
No, you
we
all
don't
plus
go.
Ones are I'm on my list. And Slacker's plus one is actually in the maybe category, but everyone else has plus ones.
TBD.
Yeah, it's a, let's see about that.
Okay. Is it open bar?
Well, it's absolutely going to be open bar. No date, no venue, nothing yet.
Okay.
But there will be an open bar. I can tell you that right now.
There is a fiance.
You know what? That's a great question. There is a fiance.
All right.
I have 1 month yesterday.
At some point, we're going to have to talk about this.
What?
I don't want to do this here because I want you to get your question out. But there's a decent chance that her fiance is going to like me more than he likes her. Because... every time she and I are on the phone, he's in the background and he's saying the exact things that I say.
Right.
And So it's
my biggest fear in life that I'm accidentally marrying you.
Yeah, it should be your biggest fear. I can tell
especially
you how it ends.
Given your track record.
Oh, no.
You beat me to it there.
Okay, sorry.
Okay,
let's go.
Yeah. So we're going to view venues for the first time this weekend. Very exciting. All great. As wedding guests.
Oh boy.
What is the number one most important thing when you're
open
going
bar.
To a wedding? Okay, take out open bar is a done deal. I promise for Slacker, there'll
hot
be an open bar. And for Aaron, there'll be no magic tricks.
Okay.
But, as a guest, what is the number one thing outside of an open bar?
Shade.
Oh, whoa. I would have never thought of that.
She's an albino. What do you, what do you?
Don't call her that.
She's a redhead. She's got a,
okay,
she's got
so,
a shade.
If it's outdoors, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be outdoors.
I agree with Aaron.
No,
shade?
You can't give me the same answer.
Right, air conditioning.
Okay, you're the worst.
What? Okay.
I'm talking quick ceremony or like good food or great dance floor. Are we dancers in the room?
Depends on the open bar.
That's terrible.
Yeah, no, the ceremony. Yeah. I've been to Catholic weddings and that's much.
Okay, we're absolutely not having a Catholic wedding. I'll tell you that right now.
Are you doing the 22 new little weird things that every, like the people started,
what?
There's like all these different things that started, like the trend, like I remember it became a trend where you have blue sand and he has yellow sand.
No, we're
and
not,
like,
we're not doing anything. There's no together. Sand.
Like, okay.
But like the ribbon.
Yeah, there's different symbolic
together,
things.
Whatever, yeah.
I did a
I
thing.
I guess we haven't thought this through.
Maybe I did a thing at one of my weddings.
Oh boy.
It was one of my favorite things, and I still have it, which is weird.
Oh.
But no, you're going to think it's cool. T-Yak will definitely think this is cool.
Okay.
Because he's a woo-woo crystal rock kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Yeah. I love that about you.
that's what we call ourselves.
As the guests came in and signed the guest book or whatever, there's this big bowl of like polished stones or whatever, and everyone was encouraged by the book person to take a stone. And it was like, oh, that's weird, but okay, I'll take a
you
stone.
You still have your own stone from your wedding is what Here's you're saying?
The, wait, just Sorry. Wait.
Try and then get to the point.
In the middle of the ceremony, the whatever priest, he wasn't a priest, but whatever, he's like, I want you all to take out a stone and think of a positive memory, have a positive wish for this couple and whatever. And then at the end, you walk back and you put the stones back in the bowl. And it's a bowl of blessings that is prominently displayed in my house. So it's like,
That's
these are
cute.
All the well wishes from, like, this is a stone that, like, T-Hack said.
But you don't know that, right?
I do.
The
it's
stone
got the
doesn't have their name on
no,
it.
No, but the stones have juju.
Yeah, I like that. That's, I like that.
It's a
the
bowl
juju
of blessings.
Ended when you
yeah,
got
I kept
divorced.
The stones.
No stones okay. with blessings at my wedding.
Okay, so we're not going to do that. So then what are you going to do? Just... I love him. He loves me. Are you just doing like quick vows?
No, no, no. I'm making this man profess his love for me loudly,
Ugh.
Longly. Mm. Not long. We want like a 15-minute ceremony.
Then be mic'd up. That would be my note.
That's a great suggestion.
I've been at weddings.
Good tip, buddy.
I've been at weddings where they do that. They read the vows and they're not.
It's
and,
like,
and it's kind of like, well, this part's just for us. And it's like,
then why are we here?
I came all the way to Arizona.
Yeah.
Include me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm here.
Open
I'm
the bar then.
In the sun. No shade, no AC.
Right.
I don't, if it's outside, bug spray.
Are you kidding? These
mosquito
are the
nets.
Worst suggestions.
What did you want from us?
Like, oh, have like an activity or like, well, you did suggest the stones and I poo-pooed it, so.
Yeah.
It's not the food. I've never been to a wedding with
you
good food.
You don't care about
See,
the food.
Ever.
I disagree because this last wedding I went to, we were so hungry. We had to go upstairs and get my nephews like chicken fingers and something from the bar.
Because you were like,
Because they
gonna...
took a bit. So once the ceremony's done.
Get straight to the food?
Yeah.
There's got to be apps being passed. Okay.
Immediately.
Hand-passed apps are so nice.
They had that, but it was like 15 minutes after we got there.
Oh.
So we had to wait a little bit.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. T-Yak probably wants Culver's.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to make it to the wedding.
Perhaps
but...
a Mountain Dew fountain.
Ooh, not yet.
Baja Blast?
Yeah, I would take any flavor.
I think my fiance would be down with Baja Blast.
How about if we do this?
I might profess my love for him.
How about if we do what?
Let's open it up to texters.
Yeah.
What if we, would you be open to us just hijacking your wedding?
Helping
really
plan it?
Really depends on how much.
No,
I've got a pretty good vision. I'm borderline bridezilla. And I'm saying it here now because I don't want anyone else to call me that. I'm going to call myself that.
I'm owning it.
If you want it, like, let's take suggestions.
Yeah.
Yes.
And if, like, 303-222-5423, where do you want to, be outside. You want to be
definitely
mountainous?
Definitely outside. Maybe a mountain view. Definitely a mountain view if we're going to be here.
Okay.
All
right.
That's about it. Those are the requirements. And there should be some shade for Aaron.
Thank
and
you.
For T-Yak. And maybe an air conditioner. All right. Suggestions for Erica's wedding other than open bar and shade and air conditioning or a bowl of blessings.
Right.
303-222.
Do not bowl of blessings.
5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story that shows you shouldn't retire too early.
Oh.
Okay. I think we're all clear.
I never retire in here.
And the ruckus at this beach was actually more smelly than it was scary.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
Okay, so the beach.
The beach.
There was a beach in Connecticut. Which?
Come on!
Did you guys know that Connecticut is on the coast? I did.
You guys, don't do this to me because I'm the worst human on the planet when it comes to geography. Connecticut's got the beach there?
Yeah, I only know it's really close to New York because of Sex and the City.
Oh, okay. So apparently Connecticut beach carnival, crowds were running all over the place. Police had to be called. They thought there was a threat. It was, you got the footage from it.
Oh.
However, it was a prank. With fart spray. Fatulent spray was...
There's a real thing?
Apparently so, because the police had to go to everyone and be like, hey, you're actually not in danger, but it did smell really bad.
This is really frowned upon.
Yeah, this is just not a good idea.
You would evacuate a beach because of poopy smell?
People started running. So then you know when there's a big crowd of
chaos.
Running. Wouldn't you run from a poopy smell?
I would run from a poopy smell.
Yeah, same.
But then you're giving yourself up. You smelled it.
Oh, you dealt it.
I would stay put.
Oh.
Maybe
they were running because they're like, I didn't dealt it.
That's. Do we know the source of the fart smell or we just... No, we're just going to leave it right there.
Police just said, you're A-okay.
Yeah,
no
everything's
threat.
Fine, everyone. There's no... All right.
I have a story out of where I'm from, Ohio.
You're not...
Slacker.
He's, because I'm bad at geography, just anything with the Iowa, like Idaho.
Okay, he's from there.
They're all the same. An Uber driver was arrested. Oh. A rioter had called 911 on him. They said the driver was bragging about having a lot of drugs in the car. And they said, sir, I picked the no talking option on the Super Ride.
He told his fare, his rider, I have drugs in the car.
I have drugs in the car, yeah. So they called the police. They showed up and he wasn't telling the truth. He had lots of drugs in the car.
Oh, my.
Meth, pills, a bunch of other stuff, a digital scale.
Cash.
3 cell phones. It turns out he was also wearing a shirt that said, retired drug dealer.
I love an honest man.
He did not, but he's not retired.
Yeah.
Well, so he's not being honest. Are they all for him?
Can't get out of the game, I guess. He's not retired. There's no 401k in drug dealing.
He is incarcerated?
He is taken away, yes. He was charged with a lot of things. He's no longer an Uber driver.
All right, take it to the hole. You get to say the thing.
Those.
There you go.
The stupid people we can find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.